From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexia reporting. The United States condemning what it calls a terror attack in Barcelona Thursday when 14 people were killed and more than 100 were injured on Las Ramblas Boulevard. The U.S. also offering assistance to Spain with more VOA's Lattice Ahok.
The vehicle sped along the pedestrian area, popular with tourists because of its bars, shops and restaurants. A white van drove by, mowing down people and sending others to run for cover. Eyewitnesses described the scene as chaotic and frightening.
People were scared, running all over the place. There were bloody faces. It was terrible.
U.S. President Donald Trump promptly tweeted to condemn the attack and to offer U.S. help. Speaking during a visit in Panama, Vice President Mike Pence blamed the attack on radical Islamic terrorism.
The United States of America, together with our allies, will find and punish those responsible and drive the evil of radical Islamic terror from the face of the earth.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy commended the international outpour of solidarity with Barcelona, which he said is sharing the destiny of other cities attacked by the jihadists. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands observing a minute of silence for the victims Friday in Barcelona's main square. A stabbing in Finland today, police saying it happened in the southwestern coastal city of Turku before the suspect was shot in the legs and arrested. No confirmation of the number of victims yet, but police are warning people to avoid central Turku. President Donald Trump, his administration nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old's war in Afghanistan. He'll be meeting with the Secretary of State, the Defense Secretary, and the Vice President today. This is VOA News. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term Friday in Kigali after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent, but he denies it. Human Rights Watch saying in a statement Friday that in the months leading to the election, it documented a pattern of harassment, arrests, and detentions of opposition party leaders and supporters, activists, and journalists.
Ready. Fire.
Sierra Leone's government burying more than 350 people killed in the mudslides earlier this week in Freetown, the country's capital. The United Nations saying Friday the death toll from the mudslides in Sierra Leone's capital is now over 400. Another 600 people remain unaccounted for. Sierra Leone's president.